Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at the Chesapeake Inn, Restaurant, and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're on the deck.
Yep.
It's beautiful. Everybody likes us here.
Wow. Yeah.
At least to our faces.
Shout out to Kendrick Lamar winning Rap Album of the Year last night. BET Awards, in case you guys weren't watching.
Oh, and Jalen won.
Jalen won Male Athlete of the Year.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes. Well, and Angel Reese won Female Athlete for the third straight year, I believe.
Did she?
Yes.
Well, was it third straight year?
I believe so.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one.
Man, Saquon. Man. Poor Saquon, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, overshadowed.
Yeah. I knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
That's why I was mad at the dagger.
Yep. The dagger took away Saquon's BET award. Let's get to everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I tell you what, I love being on remote. They're fun. I think we've had a great summer of remotes.
We've had a lot of them.
Yeah, like
thanks, Rob.
Spike is slowly turning into a coastal elite. He's going to be a boat guy soon.
Yep.
He's going to be a golf guy soon.
Boat guy, golf guy.
Yep. It's good to see you changing. Good to see you opening your horizons.
That's me.
Yeah, that's important. That's important. But there are also a lot of things that tend to happen on remotes. Over and over again.
Okay.
That I find funny. So I have for you the five things that happen the most on remotes. Number five is, you know, first time a guy sees Ike. And it's usually, Ike, what do you think about the Eagles? And it's like, what do you think he's going to say? 8-9? Like, it's always he's going to say 12-5, 13-4, and they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But I just like the, what do you think? What do you think about the birds?
It does happen a lot. It does.
Yep.
Yes. Hey, man, listen.
It's good.
It's good.
I'm just saying.
Stuff, man, they want to know my thoughts.
Dude, that's why the name's first.
Yep.
You know?
And then Ike always says, like, 12-5, 13-4, whatever, Super Bowl, like, I agree, Ike. You know, like, I was just thinking the same thing. I was just going to say, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, like you said, nobody wants to hear me say 9.
I don't know.
10-7.
Yeah, 7-10.
Wild card.
Yeah. Yep. I think I disappointed some people today because they're like, you worried about the Phillies? I'm like, yeah, I am. I don't have a Braveheart speech in me right now, you know?
Yep.
Currently worried about the baseball team.
I feel that. When I get asked about the Sixers, you know, it's normally like,
oh, what about your Sixers?
Yeah, well, you're a Sixers.
I go, hey, they suck. I don't know. What do you want out of me?
One of these days, we're going to get Ike back.
Like, yep.
Our teams are going to be on top, and
yep.
We're going to say, nan and boo boo, stick your head in doo doo, Ike.
Yeah. Wow.
I hadn't heard that one.
Uh-oh. It's been a while.
It certainly has been probably 40 years for both of you.
Yep.
All right. The fourth thing that happens the most on remotes is, you know, we get here. Usually they go over the food menu. And Spike always has to hold in the urge to tell whoever that he's vegan.
Yeah.
You know, so they say, oh, we got this that has meat in it, this that has meat in it. And you're just like, smile and wave. Don't give the whole spiel.
Because you know what it is? I don't want to put pressure on anybody.
I know.
To be
except
difficult.
For Pete from Chickies and Pete's.
Well, I'm there every week.
You can put one vegan.
You can put an impossible burger on the menu, Pete.
It's actually impossible.
Yeah, put my name on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Call
it Spike Burger. It's over. Yeah, it's mostly, it's actually like, you guys were with me in New Orleans when we went out to dinner, and there were Noah.
You just ate fries.
I just quietly.
Ate fries for a whole week.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to feel put out by my personal food decision.
It's good.
You know?
It's big of you.
That's really what, that's the way I am.
Way to spin that.
Yeah, I'm a team guy.
Certainly doesn't go into what we're going to eat at.
No, it didn't.
Not at all. Yeah. Well, remember when we went to Phoenix and I think Rod picked out the dinner place and it was, let's go to the butcher shop?
Or oh, yeah. Yeah, it was the steakiest steakhouse in Phoenix. Thanks,
it was
buddy.
So funny.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there like, well, I can't have anything.
Yeah.
Let's go to the meat house.
Yeah.
It's basically what it was. All right.
I'm surprised Rod didn't take us to you know what? Actually, I'm not going to go in that direction. Yeah.
The third thing that happens the most in remotes, and this has obviously been a recent one, but Jack wins the camera versus Fritz.
Oh,
yes.
There you go.
And well, when is it?
And I say, great question. I have no idea. No, I think it's going to be the end of June we're going to start this whole thing.
Wow, the end of June?
Yeah. Well, what?
That's a couple
June 10th.
Weeks away.
It's June 10th.
We've been talking about it for 2 months.
I know. And a lot of allegations that we're never going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. I guess we got to spread it out, but whatever. We're going to do it.
An electrician at my house the other day, as he was leaving, he said, yeah, when is Fritz and DeCamera happening?
Right.
And I was like, I don't know.
That's a good question.
I said to him, ask Rod. He also said.
Did you give him Rod's number?
I did not. He also said, you'll enjoy this. I had like a little buzzing in an outlet in my bathroom. And ever since I heard it, I was afraid the house was going to burn down.
Good.
So he came in, he fixed it. And I was like, hey, you know, I was a little afraid that the house is going to burn down. My dogs are going to be on it. He's like, yeah, I listen to the show. I know you're anxious about everything. And I was like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. But I was walking around Westchester over the weekend, people rolling down their windows saying I'm going to kick his ass. You know, so
well, you got to kick his ass.
Seems like a lot of people are on my side.
Little worried you haven't really started training even after our scare last week.
Yeah, I'm trying to throw. I'll get out there. Maybe tomorrow morning. I'll get there.
You've got to get on the court, too.
Which one, tennis or basketball?
Oh,
I'm not worried.
How about both?
Yeah.
Well, tennis is the one that I got to make sure I'm all right at.
You got to go 5-0.
Yeah, no. 5-0.
You got to go 5-0.
I know. Letting everyone know. It's all going to be okay.
All right.
The second thing that happens the most on remotes, Ike. Remember when I met you?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, it could have been a one seed. Could have been on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah. They got the photo ready. Sometimes they don't have a photo. That's
sometimes
tough.
Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah, nah, really? 2006, you know, at training camp?
Yeah.
Leon?
I remember.
Yeah, it was just like it was yesterday. I was just talking to my friend about it. Yeah. How memorable that was.
That does happen a lot.
It happens all the time. Yep. And you handle it with grace.
You do.
I'm used to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, like when Spike and I, when people say like we see people a couple times, I feel like we have good face recognition.
Well, because I haven't met the number of people that Ike has.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the difference between Ike and us.
Now, can you imagine somebody who's actually famous?
Oh, it must be torture.
Impossible.
Yeah. I mean, like, because the truth is, when somebody is excited, you want to fulfill.
Yes.
You want it to be good.
Yes.
There's no way you can remember all of those people. So you actually end up feeling bad.
Right, yes.
Sometimes you lie. Oh, yeah. You know, one of those.
Well, the worst is when they go, or when they say whatever, you say back, good to meet you, and they say, well, we've actually met before.
Yeah, yeah. You got to hit them with a good to see you.
Yeah, I know.
You got to hit them with a good to see you.
You got to make that adjustment.
Yeah.
You got to make that adjustment.
Yep.
We don't want awkward situations.
Nope. Yep.
It happens.
The number one thing, though, that I love that happens on remotes, and this has also been recently, is Spike gets baited into an argument about Jalen. It seems like, and it turns into like the radio show Off the Air,
yes,
where he gets dead serious. We had a guy in Chickies again trying to bait Spike, and Spike obliged. He went back and forth with him.
Yeah. Was it the guy over here?
This is a Chickies.
Oh, because it happened here.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, nice.
Actually,
nice. I figured it would.
Let me say, it was the gentleman sitting right over there, not this guy, but before over there.
Yep.
And he said, hey, I thought of somebody. You know, you guys were talking about a historical comp for Jalen. He goes, I thought of somebody. I'm like, oh, yeah, who? He goes, Steve Young. And I go, I go, well, that's not a comp. And he's like, why? And I was like, Steve Young's stats were incredible. I was like, that's not what we were talking about. And I was like, wait a minute. Are you filming me? And he's like, yeah. I was like, put it away. Put it away. I don't need a video on the internet of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. He had me do a video for him.
But doing a video, if you're telling me it's a video, it's fine.
Right. He's using content. He's
Nah. Yeah. You got to let me know.
That's like when a guy called the final out the other night, and he's like, you know, I'm disappointed in Bryson Stock because he always just reminded me so much of Chase Utley. And I said, I pulled up Utley's stats. And I was like, here's the 6 years of Utley.
Yeah, what reminded you of Chase Utley?
He's a lefty, he plays second base.
Yeah.
That's about where the comp ends.
Ends, yeah. This hour.
It's not, it's just, yeah, it's all it is. He's a lefty, plays second base. People think he's, well, I think he's a smart player, but they, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
It's been a hole so damn long, I forgot what I had to say.
Well, you called in the 1 o'clock hour, too, so we got to space it out a little bit.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I listen, I don't call up as much as I used to. So you got to get up, man. You know, tell me, listen. You know, first time, long time. All right, first time, long time.
Yes.
Listen, let me say this to you, right?
Yes.
You know, here's the thing. You know, I'm gonna say about Chris Sims. Chris Sims is a top three jackass. Okay, and I have something. I've been burning inside of me, and I got to get out right now. Okay, you know, Patrick Mahomes is overrated. Okay?
Overrated. You're heating up.
All right? And I'm tired of you guys picking number one. Okay, I'm going to tell you why. Go back. I challenge you to go back and look at his Super Bowl numbers. Besides those numbers, he today had 43 yards going in the fourth quarter last Super Bowl against us. That was terrible.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Tampa Bay destroyed him. You know?
Oh, my God.
He got hollow numbers in the Super Bowl. You know, the numbers that, you know, he has good moments in the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. But his,
oh my God.
He's not that good, man. I'm telling you. And the
oh
thing
God.
About with Patrick Mahomes, right?
Who should be number one then?
It's no number one no more. There's no clear cut number one no more. It's tiers now. You know what I mean? It's like six guys in that top tier. You got top D, you got tier two, then tier three. But I tell you right now, this guy, Patrick Mahomes, is not, he's not that guy anymore, man. The Super Bowl numbers stink. And when the last time he had a good regular season? I challenge you guys that. And I got an extra grind with you. You know
okay.
what I mean? But it's an in-house grind. It's not,
okay.
it's not, it's internally. It's like two Eagles fans. You know what I mean? It's about our play.
Okay.
But I,
well,
I
can, just real quick, you. Before you do that, can I ask you this?
Sure.
Did Jalen, you think Jalen is elite, right? He's in that group.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did he have a really good regular season the last 2 years?
Listen. He didn't,
okay.
but he won a
Thanks.
Super Bowl last year.
Okay.
You understand
wow.
what I'm saying? Well, and the thing about
Mahomes
it is
Mahomes won
right?
the year before.
Jalen
yeah.
had, Jalen had
but Mahomes
played in three straight.
Yeah, Mahomes won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah, are we forgetting about him having the greatest quarterback coaching, the quarterback and coach, ever coaching football? We forgetting that?
This is a weird hill to die.
What do you think Mahomes would do with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Saquon Barkley in the best offense? Do you think he would pass for more than 18 touchdowns? Do you think he'd make the Pro Bowl?
And what do you think Jalen would do with Andy Reid?
I think he would miss the playoffs. I think he would miss the playoffs every single year if he had that team.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You know, Andy Reid's been going to Super Bowls and championships.
Yes, he's a great coach.
Ever since he got Patrick Mahomes.
He had Travis Kelce this year, who was a corpse.
Andy Reid is good. You say he's the greatest coach in football, right?
Yes.
Yes. We all agree that.
Jalen Hurts been switching offensive coordinator at the offensive coordinator. So how the hell do you guys get to sit here and rate this guy the way that you rate him? And he has not had any consistency at the offensive coordinator position. You know?
Right. Did you say you had a problem with Ike? What was your problem with Ike?
Huh?
You said you had a problem with Ike.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem with Ike. I said I had an axe to grind with Ike, right?
Okay,
well, it's sort of the same, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I've heard him say, you know, he loves his exciting wife. So I've heard him say on a few occasions that Cooper DeJean is a better cornerback than Quinyon Mitchell.
No, that's not what I said.
You did say that. I heard you say that, right?
Nope. No, I didn't.
You said you're going to rate him higher than – well, if you didn't say it, then there's nothing for me to even say that. Well,
exactly. So can I clear up what I said? So maybe you just misheard what I said. So we were sort of talking about on the top 11 list and why I think Cooper DeJean had a better rookie season. Right? Slightly better. Not by miles. Hell, I think Quinyon finished second in defensive rookie of the year, right?
I think so.
He was.
But I think Cooper finished fourth or fifth, right?
Yeah.
I think Cooper was in there in top five as well. So
I don't remember. Yeah, he was on he got votes.
I think he got votes there. Yeah. And he's rated as a higher cornerback. I think Quinyon Mitchell is without a doubt the better cover corner. It's not even a question. It's not even a question who's the better cover corner. But that's not what Cooper DeJean is really going to be put in the box and be known for. He is a versatile player, a Swiss Army knife. He can cover guys in a slot, which is much harder to do on the outside. He can help you in the run game. You can use him to rush the quarterback in a blitz package. I think Cooper had a better overall rookie year, in my opinion, than Quinyon Mitchell. Not by much. It's just my opinion. I still think Quinyon's the better overall corner. He's our best corner on the team. But Cooper DeJean isn't a cornerback. He's a defensive back.
Yeah, but
– right? Like Quinyon's a corner. That's what he is, a corner.
Yeah,
Cooper DeJean is a defensive back, meaning he can play nickel, he could play corner in a pinch, and he can play safety. That makes him a defensive back.
But Cooper DeJean doesn't do any of those things better than what Quinyon do at the cornerback position. And I'm going to tell you why, right? When you could pin him on Torrey McLaurin, you could pin him on CeeDee Lamb, you could pin him on Justin Jefferson, you could pin him on anybody and shut them down, then that's like – it doesn't get no better than that. It doesn't get no better than that.
I agree.
What I'm telling you is this guy is the number one best corner in football.
He's not. Let's not go over top of it.
Surtain won defensive player of the year.
Patrick Surtain is the best cornerback in football.
He ain't better than Quinyon. Quinyon is the upest.
He just won defensive player of the year cornerback.
Don't do this to me, Chuck. I'm not arguing against my own players. Listen, I'm not doing that. You're not about to make me argue against Quinyon Mitchell as if I don't like him as a player. I'm not doing that with you.
Do your job.
He said do your job.
You got Bill Belichick over here.
Is he talking to us or are you talking to somebody else? No, yeah, I knew you. I found out you were talking to somebody else. No, all I'm saying is Quinyon is awesome. I think he's going to be a top corner in the league. I'm not debating that. I'm just telling you, I think Cooper DeJean had the better rookie season. I thought he had the more impactful plays. He made the bigger plays. And there's nothing wrong with that. Quinyon Mitchell's a cover corner. He's a cover corner. He's a cover corner.
I got him in my top five. That's why.
I won't argue that. I got no problem with that.
My top five in Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia, Spike, he's fifth on my list. AJ's fourth. I'm going to put the list down in 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
All right.
No, you're going to put it out next week.
I tell you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, Spike, let me ask you a question. Spike, see, I'm a moviegoer, right? Like you are.
Okay. All
right. And I got this movie, right? I just watched it. It's real good. Tell me what you...
I knew where it was going. I didn't want him to be able to... It was going to be about... It was going to be an Embiid joke. I didn't want him to get it off. He's not a movie guy.
Oh, he was... Yeah.
Justin from Tennessee is a movie guy.
Yeah.
Chuck is not a movie guy.
That was definitely going to... That was going somewhere.
Yep.
You're probably right. It was an Embiid. Yeah.
Yep. Didn't let him do it. He held on for 3 hours. He didn't even get to the joke off.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
Yep.
It's a real bummer.
That's going to set you guys back. I'm just letting you know.
I don't care.
That moment's going to set you guys back.
Well, I don't care.
It was a lot of growth there.
It was a lot of growth. It was a lot of growth. You could see, you could hear that smile coming.
It's
like when I sat here all day waiting to talk about Alec Pohn changing his jersey number from 28 to 643.
643.
He couldn't wait to say it.
I couldn't wait. It was a good line.
It was
a good line. 215-592-9494. You have a joke about Joel Embiid, you can get it on next. Just not Chuck.
The phone line just
light up with Joel Embiid jokes. We are at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Beautiful. We're out here on the deck, 6 o'clock, but this does look like a cool place to hang out tonight if you'd like to get some dinner. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.